Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now from Minneapolis, Andrew Kramer, the Vikings beat writer for the Star Tribune on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Andrew, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
So the question, I'll ask you the same question we were asking listeners earlier. Who do you feel right now is the top dog in the NFC North? Because the question here is, have the Packers done enough to catch what the Vikings had done last year, in addition to just getting Aaron Rodgers back?
Yeah, when Case Keenum was the quarterback for the Vikings, I would have said the Packers. And this is before me seeing Kirk Cousins throw a football for the Minnesota Vikings. But I have to say, with the commitment they made, that it's the Vikings now. I think it all comes down to that quarterback position. And no matter how good the Vikings defense has been, yes, we know historically number one last year in pretty much every category, and they bring everybody back this year, I still think that offense was lacking, and you saw it in the NFC Championship game when they just got destroyed by the Eagles. And so I think Kirk Cousins is going to give them that extra dimension they didn't have and be able to keep up with some of these higher-scoring offenses. And I think that's what could separate them against Green Bay and a healthy Aaron Rodgers.
Tell me why Kirk Cousins is that good.
Because he can throw the deep ball. He's accurate downfield. He's unafraid to stand in the pocket and deliver it. And as good as Case Keenum was last year, he just didn't have that strong of an arm to deliver it downfield. I think one of the most underrated aspects of Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs, the two wide receivers they got here, one of the most underrated aspects of their game is their ability to get wide open downfield. And they just haven't had a quarterback since Sam Bradford in 2016 to take advantage of that. And, of course, Sam just wasn't as mobile or durable as Kirk Cousins is. So I think you finally get this mix in where they've got that strong-armed guy to take advantage of these two outside threats they've got. I think that's going to be something that takes people by surprise here.
I want to go back to the defensive side. You talked about how good it is. Now, is this a year that they're kind of going all in? They've got some guys. I mean, Sheldon Richardson, Brian Robeson. They've got, Anthony Barr, I think, is another one. They've got quite a Terrence Newman. They've got quite a few guys coming up as unrestricted free agents going into next season.
Yeah, Mike Zimmer, we've asked him about that constantly, about do you feel like this is your window, that this is your shot to get to the Super Bowl? And he always says, well, I hope it's not a window. I hope it's wide open spaces. But that's not how it works in the NFL. You just said it. Their roster is such where their defense is coming of age. They are of age. And they've got a lot of veterans that are going to be falling off the edge here after this year or next year. And so I think they're going to keep a lot of the core young talent when you're talking about Anthony Barr and stuff like that. But the guys like B-Rob, the guys like Sheldon, which you said is on a one-year deal, that's a one-year bet that they're going to be able to get over the hump this year with a guy like Sheldon Richardson, that defensive line. And guys like Linval Joseph, Everson Griffin, they're not getting younger. And so I think they've got to take advantage of this now. And the biggest bet that they've made is not on defense. It's on offense. It's with Kirk Cousins. You don't sign an $84 million guaranteed quarterback if you don't think your window is within the next 3 years, 2 to 3 years. And so, yeah, the Vikings are all in on 2018 and 2019 and maybe 2020.
Yeah, I was going to say their thumbprint has been their defense for the last, you know, 3, 4, 5 years. And now, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how they manage that salary cap and who wants to get paid, because everybody believes they're playing pretty well, specifically some of the guys that you had mentioned. So if you can't retain everybody, who's the most likely to go?
I wonder about Stephon Diggs. The Vikings kind of went out of their typical mold this past year when they paid Xavier Rhodes $14 million to be the number one cornerback. And that was a little bit richer than they wanted to do it, but they did it because it's Mike Zimmer's team, Mike Zimmer's defense. I wonder if he's going to be as willing to overpay a wide receiver in the way Stephon Diggs might get paid. You just saw how Jarvis Landry got paid in Cleveland. You see these receivers getting paid massive dollars around, and I don't think Stephon Diggs is the type, and this is just me speculating, but I don't think he's the type to give them a quote-unquote hometown discount. And so I think he's the guy, when you look at it, I think Mike Zimmer is going to be a little more willing to have the front office overpay these defenders than necessarily overpay their offense, which hasn't been the reason they've won so far.
They didn't draft a wide receiver this year. Stephon Diggs, a fifth-round draft choice, going back, what, 2015, I think, is what he was, if I'm not mistaken?
It was, yep.
They brought in a lot of street free agents, college free agents. Do they feel that they've got good depth in the wide receiving core?
They do. They let go of a key veteran in Jarius Wright, who I think is going to be a guy that they might miss if they don't find that kind of a reliable third down option again. But when you look at their track record and where they've gotten these guys from, they've really struggled drafting receivers early. They get Adam Thielen as an undrafted guy. They get Diggs, as you said, as a fifth round guy. And I think they're going to continue to try and mine that those areas, those late round picks and those undrafted guys to try and find the next big thing. They went out and they spent a decent amount of guaranteed money to get the CFL's top receiver, Brandon Zylstra, to come here in the offseason. That's an underrated move that not a lot of people know about, but they guaranteed him almost $1 million, which is unheard of for a CFL receiver. And so they're going after these more of the diamond in the rough types. And so they hope they've got it. They did go and sign Kendall Wright, a former first-round pick who, played for the Bears last year.
Yeah.
So they did bring in some talent, but yeah, if they lose Diggs, they're going to have a huge vacancy there for them to fill.
What is the developmental process of Laquon Treadwell? Because he's got such good wheels, and at times he shows up, at times he doesn't. Is this his proving year?
It is, and I do wonder if Kirk Cousins is the quarterback who can try to get more out of him. What he needs is a guy who's going to be able to rifle a pass into a tight window, and Case Keenum was never that guy. Sam Bradford was, but they just never got a lot of time together. And so I think Treadwell's going to have a decent option to come up and make contributions as a possession receiver with a guy like Kirk Cousins. But it's going to be up to him to earn those chances. They don't bring in Kendall Wright because they have a ton of confidence in Laquon. They brought in all these guys because they don't have a ton of confidence in Treadwell, and they want him to show it. And I think it all comes down to him being able to put it together with the right quarterback. And I wonder if Kirk Cousins is that right guy. But, man, it's going to be tough for him to be able to live up to that first-round hype when you've got all these guys like Thielen, Diggs, Rudolph, Dalvin Cook's coming back. Those guys are going to take up a lot of the passing game targets, and so it's going to be tough for Laquon to make a massive impact.
Talking with Andrew Kramer, the Vikings beat writer for the Star Tribune. Teddy Bridgewater, they didn't want back. Is it just that they just said, hey, you've missed too much time, the injury was too severe, there's too much risk, we just don't want to see you? Because there was he was pontificated as being the next coming, and all of a sudden he was just out the door.
Well, they were willing to bring him back and kind of continue his rehab in-house, but they weren't going to promise him anything, and obviously not the starter role, signing Kirk Cousins. And so I think Teddy wanted to leave and find a spot where he had a potential to play because he knew that wasn't going to be here. The problem is you saw the contract he got in New York. I believe it's something like $6 million with the rest of it being all incentives. That's very, very low for a quarterback. And he might not even earn a roster spot given the state of that knee. It was such a devastating injury that Teddy Bridgewater went through. It's miraculous that he's still on an NFL roster, considering the fact that the training staff here in Minnesota said he almost lost his leg.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to go through all that a year and a half ago, now upcoming 2 years, I don't think he's got the strongest chance to regain that NFL career that he once had. And the Vikings did want him back, but it was more of a fit of him wanting to find a spot where he had a chance to actually play.
You talked about Dalvin Cook returning from that knee injury last year. You got Latavius Murray backing him up. Was it Mac Brown, the kid out of Washington as well? And then a host of guys behind them. So, I mean, Dalvin Cook at the time he really added another dimension to that offense. What kind of an impact will he have when he comes back and now you've got Kirk Cousins throwing the football?
Yeah, the Vikings are trying to say that we're not going to overwork Dalvin Cook on his return, but this offense is going to run through Dalvin Cook. He had about 70% of the plays before he went down in week 4 last year. They want to have this be a run-first offense. And when you look at Kirk Cousins and what he's good at, he's really good off play action. That's something that even though Washington never had a consistent run game, he was constantly good when he was faking a handoff and then taking advantage of the defense over the top. And the Vikings are going to try and actually give him that running game threat to use and then have him pass off of that. So even though they paid Kirk Cousins all this money, this offense will run through Dalvin Cook, which is why I don't expect them to overwork him this offseason. I don't expect you'll see a ton of Dalvin Cook in the preseason either, because they want him to be 100% ready for week 1, because he will be the driving force of this. And really, too, that's why it was important for them to overpay Latavius Murray the way that they did. They were close to cutting Murray, but he agreed to a restructure and really only saved them like $1 million, which is chump change in the NFL salary cap. Mm-hmm. And so with Murray there, that gives them that kind of veteran presence to go, okay, we don't necessarily have to lean on Dalvin so much, but this offense is going to be all Dalvin Cook.
The other guy that, I mean, you mentioned, but I want to touch on because he's been kind of the chain mover, and that's Kyle Rudolph. He just seems like he's been there like 48 years. He was drafted in 2011, I know, but it seems like the guy just always does his thing. He's very quiet about the way he goes about his business. How do you expect any kind of a drop off in his performance? Because he's 9 years in the league now. Talk about Kyle Rudolph.
No, I'm very excited to see what John DeFilippo, the new offensive coordinator here, who was the Eagles quarterback coach, I'm curious to see what he can do with Kyle Rudolph, because they supposedly, from what we've heard, we haven't seen it in action yet, but what we've heard is that they run a very tight end friendly offense, and we've seen it in Philadelphia with Zach Ertz and Brent Celek. Now I'm curious to see how does that change the way that Rudolph produces. He was one of the NFL's best red zone threats last year. I think he only dropped one pass the entire year, and he's quietly put together three straight seasons of shedding that injury bug. He's played three straight years, 16 games each year, so that's huge for him. I don't see any drop-off coming. He is coming off off-season ankle surgery, but I think he's stepping into a system that has probably the best offense for him, and from what he's saying in terms of tight end friendly, and then of course the best quarterback he's probably played with.
Always good to talk to you, Andrew. We certainly appreciate it. It's going to be an interesting offseason leading up to the regular season, and we'll touch base again, okay?
Appreciate it, Bill. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. Andrew Kramer, the Vikings beat writer for the Star Tribune up there in Minneapolis, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.